Today, groups of up to 7 political parties came together in a political alliance they called Tonse Alliance. It means togetherness. Now, this alliance comprises some members of civil society, some members of the church, and led by about 7 political parties so far. They've invited other opposition political parties to join them, that they should form a united front against President Hakainde Hichilema. They are aware of issues and encumbrances that the current government is trying to place against the former President Edgar Lungu, who they have felt and adopted as their former presidential candidate. And the former president proceeded to accept this offer, and he has said it's not about him, it's not about members of the opposition, it's about the country.
Let's assume the former president gets his way, and he's, he has been nominated. Let's say he gets into the ring to contest the 2026 election. What will he be running on?
He stated that he wants to restore democracy, that he wants to help restore the rule of law, and that he wants to remove the dictatorship that President Hakainde Hichilema has fostered on our country. He says there are various crises that the country is facing: load shedding, one of the worst cost of living crises, lack of medicines in hospital, and literally a collapsed economy. And he said the opposition have a duty to front in unity one candidate that then they can help remove President Hakainde Hichilema.
The question that has been hanging around is whether the former president is qualified to run. Your comment.
He's clearly qualified as he was in 2021. He has one term remaining. He is qualified to stand even in the 2026 elections. He is aware that there are various attempts by the current government to try to bar him or to stop him or to exclude him from participating in the 2026 elections. There is currently a petition in the Constitutional Court that attempts to stop him. There will be a ruling that will be delivered on 10th December about his eligibility to participate in the 2026 elections. But these members of the opposition are convinced that President Lungu is entitled, as ruled by the same court 4 times. It has ruled in the past 4 times that he's qualified to stand, and that they were putting his name as their presidential candidate, and they were calling on other political parties in the opposition to do the same.